Hello, here we are with another program. We're in number 35 in our Lessons from the Book of Luke. Stay tuned. As the Lord continues his very lengthy message here, we have the third interruption in this message. First one was in verse 13. It says, one of the company, and he was interrupted in chapter 12 there on the subject of materialism. And then we have Peter's question in verse number 41. It says, then said Peter, and he asked a question about the message. He wasn't concerned about materialism. He wanted to know the facts about the message. I like Peter. And then question number 3 is here in chapter 13 and verse number 1. And I think that this is simply about manipulation. One talks about materialism. One talked about the message. And now we have someone trying to manipulate the Lord. The word manipulate means to clearly influence somebody. Let's read it. It says in verse 1 of chapter 13, there were present at that season, it means on that occasion, during that message, some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Now, this is kind of like a newsflash. They didn't have a television news coming on CNN and telling you what's happened every minute of the day. But someone came along and said, have you heard what Pilate did? And Pilate, well, what he had done was, we read that the Galileans, that Pilate had mingled their blood with their sacrifices. Now, the Galileans had come to Jerusalem at that time of the year for the Passover. Galileans were also noted for the rebellion against the Romans. And so what Pilate does here is he goes, sends his soldiers in there into the temple and slaughters a bunch of them right in the temple. And so they bring this up to Jesus. Have you heard what's going on here? And they told him of what had happened back there. Well, interesting answer. Jesus said in verse 2, and Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? You think that? Because, see, the Jews had a philosophy that nothing would happen to them unless they were doing something bad, and then God's going to punish them for it. That's why we have the story of Job, and Job's friends came and they said, well, you must be a really bad sinner, buddy, because you're getting punished pretty bad. And well, we know that's not true. The Lord said, as you considered my servant Job, he is the greatest servant I have on the face of the earth at this time. Well, then also in John chapter 9, you remember there was a man who was born blind, and the disciples asked the question, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Somebody has to pay. And that was their philosophy, that somebody's going to pay if you do something wrong. Well, Jesus' answer to that in verse 3 was, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or, and then he brings up another illustration, those 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt at Jerusalem? You think God was just getting even with them? No, he said, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So he's talking to these people in that very innumerable multitude of people, and he's saying, no, you need to understand, ye shall all likewise perish unless ye repent. So we have the temple situation in verse 1. They were worshiping and they got slaughtered. Well, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Then we have this tower. They were working. They were building one of Roman's aqueducts. And there was a construction accident. And so the Lord's saying, no, they didn't get some punishment because they were bad that week. He's saying, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Then in verse 6 of chapter 13, he speaks a parable. And he said, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it, and if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Well, those Jews knew exactly what Jesus was saying. Remember back in Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through 9, says, "Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him," that was John the Baptist speaking, "he said, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also," here it is, "the axe is laid under the root of the tree. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and is cast into the fire." The axe is laid at the root. Now, the interpretation of this is obvious. It's talking about Israel. It's talking about the three-year ministry of Jesus, which is coming to a close. Now, there's a verse back in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 7 that says, "For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel." Now, what is the context of that verse? Well, Isaiah chapter 5, beginning to read at verse number 1, it says, "Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill." Verse number 2 says, "And he fenced it, and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard." What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? "Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It will not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression; for righteousness, but behold, a cry." And verse 8 continues, "Woe unto them." Now, those Jews understood immediately all about that. They understood the vine and the branches and what Jesus taught back there in the book of John. That's even in their flag. They understood it. It'd take us probably 10 sessions on this broadcast to understand what they understood immediately. But the Lord said, "All right, I'm going to lay it waste. I'm going to take the walls down," which means the little foxes are going to come in and spoil the vines. He said, "And this is the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel." Now, that's the interpretation. But for all these verses in the Bible, they're written for our admonition so we can make an application, and we have the same thing exactly happening in our local church age today. It's bringing forth a lot of wild grapes today. And the Lord says, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do with my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof." Those little foxes are coming in now. They're spoiling the vine. It's being eaten up. The wall is broken down, and it is trodden and laid to waste. God said, "I'm not going to prune it. I'm not going to dig it. I'm not going to rain the rain upon it of my mercies." And that is exactly where we are in our so-called fundamental movement of today. Well, the axe was laid at the root for the people of Israel 2,000 years ago. Jesus said in John 7 and 33, "Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while, and I am with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me." Well, in our next program, we're going to be in Luke 13, verse number 10, where it says, "He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath." This is the last recorded teaching of Jesus in a synagogue before he went to Calvary. Be sure and tune in for our next program.